Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as the two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. We have been down, or actually over here in South Dakota for the last couple days now, and we are doing ministry work, of course. And in the process of doing that, just this morning, I was with Shad Olson, an Emmy Award-winning journalist. And I got to tell you guys, we were in studio with him. And that's a guy that's paying attention as to what's going on in this country in a lot of different ways. And it was a great conversation. It was an hour interview I did with him on his broadcast. Speaking of Shad Olson, if you just joined us. And, again, some of the topics that were brought up, I'm telling you folks, we are in some serious times. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, but the resolve is there. It's found in the Word of God. If you actually want the resolve that you claim that you want, then look to the Lord from where your help cometh, from the hills, Psalm 121. And in the process of doing that, friends, we just got to keep going forward. Jesus called us a plow. We have to put our hands to the plow and not look back, because if we do, we're not fit for the kingdom of God. And also understand the kingdom of heaven suffers violence in Matthew 11:12. And if we want answers, then we better seek the face of the Lord concerning what's going on in this country. And also keep in mind, in the process, I want to say this in two different ways. It was true when civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. said, until you found something to die for, you have not found anything to live for. Of course, that comes from the Christ when he said, he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Folks, I cannot tell you how many different ways that is exactly true and an absolute reality. A tangible reality in my life on so many different levels. So let's hold to the Word of God. We're going to find our hope as we keep our eyes fixed on Him in the process of going forward. Today I've got much to cover, and what I want to talk about is some of the stuff. You know what? Yeah, let me say it this way. Americans, the 159 cities that are listening to us, I want you to sit down, because after we're done with today's show, you're going to understand exactly who needs to lawfully be dealt with. In so many different ways. And I'm going to show you on social media platforms. If you'd like to go ahead and check out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, and you will find our social media live feed there. Also, go to Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the top of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that Rumble feed as well. And also jump on over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You'll see us up on the left side of that page. We are broadcasting from Rapid City, South Dakota, but we do have Comrex available, which means you can call in. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's true that we follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. We understand that there's only one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus, Acts 4:12. So, folks, let's stick to the plan that the Lord has laid out and to the person that we are to seek, and understanding that he came about to save us from our sins, not in our sins, Matthew 1:21. So, without further ado, let me go back to my conversation during the time that I was being interviewed on Chad Olson's national program this morning. It was interesting, all the things that were brought up. It really was, and the similarities in bringing about the result concerning what's going on. One of the things that he had said during the interview was, you know, it's my belief that it's the said powers that are tolerated by the American people that are actually creating this domestic insurrection to bring about a civil war. Well, there's no question about it. And let me just give you one example of that. Right during the intro into the show today, what did you hear? You heard the conservatives. Now, folks, you know, let me stop right there. What people have allowed the revisionists to define as a conservative today, which means a preservative, or called to be the salt of the earth, all comes from Christ. But I want to tell you, what you see today in the conservatism movement, if you want to call it that, is, folks, they're worse than what you call the left, because they're the ones that are teaching you to tolerate the crimes of what they call the left. And that's why I say if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. How true. How absolutely true. Folks, today's conservatives are good for nothing. And I'm talking about those that have been revised as a conservative, because they're yesterday's liberals, and they truly are, folks. And if we're truly ruled by law in this country, we should tolerate none of what we see from what they call the conservatives of the day, or and or what they call the left today, because the left is the fruit of the right, and we are rightly to judge men accordingly. But now let me get to this point that I want to make here. You heard during the teeing up of the show today how, from the useful idiot in the presidential pulpit defending Joe Biden and his treasonous crimes against the American people, and the topic she was pointing out in particular was that of what's going on in the Ukraine and how they're saving and creating democracy in Ukraine. And guess who's paying for all that, Americans? You are. And it's not for the government, federal or state, to steal your money away and to give it to a actor who all of a sudden becomes a president who's also a sodomite and a known Nazi. It's not for them to give him money. Really, what it is, it's a blank check for government to use that money for whatever they so fit and desire to use it for. And guess who they're using it against? The American people. So as they're talking about liberating the people over in Ukraine, isn't it interesting, the PSYOP, the psychological warfare that's taking place here in America? Because as that government is stealing your money to liberate Ukraine, they're warring against you and warring against the infrastructure as to who we are in this country, in hopes of removing who we are and recreating it in their ungodly global image. We need to pay attention to the details, friends. And really what it comes down to is we need to be educated, because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And that's really what it comes down to in a nutshell on so many different levels. I'm going to start getting some of the topics on the other side of this break. Again, we're broadcasting from Rapid City, South Dakota. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. What I was talking about during the first segment was what's going on to the mainstream media in this country and how it is a psyop. There's no question about it. And it's also being used to not only propagandize both sides, but the fact of the matter is, well, this federal government and state governments are at war with the American Constitution and our biblical Christian heritage. It's interesting that they're selling to you that they're liberating a people over in Ukraine. And the fact of the matter is the federal government has stole your money time and time again without the delegated authority coming from the people in this country. And enough is enough, and the American people need to understand we're the ones that are under attack. So while they're selling to you that they're liberating Ukraine, don't forget about who's attacking you in your own backyard. America needs to repent. That's the bottom line. And you don't need to repent because of the fact that your sin is finding you out, which it's going to sooner or later, either now or later. The fact of the matter is you need to repent because you've sinned before a just and a holy God and seen what the Father has done through his Son, Jesus Christ, and sacrificing himself as a propitiation for your sins. That should move you to repent, regardless of the state of the nation in the present, in any sense of the word. But aside of that, what we're seeing is the judgments of God upon a nation that has forgotten God. And when you look at Psalm 9:16 and 17, the Lord said that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. This is what's happening in America. People will say this all the time. Bradley, the nation's going to H-E double hockey sticks. Yep, it's going to H-E double hockey sticks because the American people, the 86% that claim to be the Lord's, have forgotten his commandments. They don't love the Lord. They just want fire insurance. They want salvation according to the modern gospel, which is completely unscriptural. So it'd be good for yourselves, friends, each and every one of you, to get acquainted with the scripture and understand that we are to take heed unto ourselves and we're going to give an account for what we do and what we don't do, because all of us, either in this time and maybe both, this time and judgment, folks, we're going to stand before the Lord on judgment day and be appointed as to the very judgment that we have been called to and given an answer for everything that we do and we don't do, okay? Hebrews 9:27, read it when you get a moment. But just to kind of maybe make you a little, let's pour a little gas on the fire, maybe get you to be a little bit more indignant righteously concerning what's going on here. I did an article on the 3rd of October, which would have been just 2 days ago, but it was posted yesterday. And what it is, friends, it shows a picture of how the borders are wide open, right? We all know the borders are wide open. We all know that there is a 900% influx of Chinese nationalists coming in through the southern border, right? They're appointed all military-aged men as well, friends, as Hispanics and the Afghanis that are colonizing throughout the United States of America. This is all scriptural. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. But what should solidify the point that I'm making from the first segment to where we're at right now, and it should be enough for you to understand, and I've highlighted this since September 11th, the airports don't need TSA. And you all know that the transportation security, the whole TSA is set up for the very purpose of stealing away your freedoms. And the TSA within itself, friends, is there to desensitize you into believing that they're doing what they're doing for your safety, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. And I want to show you this picture. I want you to contemplate while you're looking at this picture, and if not, I'll paint the picture. It's a picture of a foreigner actually vetting a triple amputee Purple Heart recipient at the airport. Okay? So while the TSA is violating your Fourth Amendment, they're also violating our military men that are allegedly fighting constitutional wars and throwing off tyranny in other countries. Well, your government is zeroing in on the very men that fought, bled, and in many cases died, giving us what it is that we have today concerning our freedoms. Now, that might sound like a mixed message, but I do want to say that many of the wars that are being fought and have been fought through the United States have been unconstitutional. They've been illegal wars. We also know that we have no constitutional authority to put military presence in foreign lands. But we have done this. There's 162 countries, and there is so many different military bases across not just in the Middle East, but all over the world. And what's happening, friends, is they're using our military men to overthrow other countries. And if you don't believe me, just ask John Stockton, who used to work for the CIA, who said that they are subversive and they are going into countries to destabilize those countries. And why is that? And you can see this happening on a global basis again. And I'm just, as I'm saying these things, more thoughts are coming to me as to how this is happening on a global basis. But let me bring it back to the United States. Well, your borders are wide open. Your military heroes are being violated by foreigners through an unconstitutional agency, violating the Fourth Amendment of every single person in this country that gets on an airplane, that gets on a train, or gets on a bus. It never has been about your safety, Americans. I've said this 1,000 times. A picture is worth 1,000 words. What is it that you need to see, Americans? Have you not paid attention that, Americans, you have to go through the rigmarole to do everything right to satisfy the government, when in fact it's the same government telling illegals to come into this country and we'll give you a license and you don't have to prove who you are? I mean, enough is enough, Americans. Benjamin Franklin was right when he said those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. For those that are just turning the other cheek, per se, when it comes to what's going on, I'm here to tell you, you don't deserve your freedoms, friends. You truly don't. And to go back and to solidify the Fourth Amendment, I want you to listen carefully as to how the government is violating your Fourth Amendment through the Transportation Security Administration. Okay, here it is. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Might I remind you, friends, that the TSA has no constitutional authority to violate your person, your house, your papers, or effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And notice how this only applies to people that are getting on airplanes, trains, and buses to travel in the United States, but it does not apply to the illegals that are coming into the country. Who do you suppose your said representatives are working for at this particular point? I just wanted to make clear. So the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. So in other words, the government is accusing every single one of us as being a domestic terrorist. Do you realize that? Do you also realize that the TSA has not thwarted not a one alleged terror attack? Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? I truly hope so. I want you to listen to something that James Madison said. These were notes of debate in the Federal Convention of 1787. Listen carefully to what the President of the United States, the fourth President of the United States of America, known as the Father of the Constitution, listen to what he said. He said, the means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny here at home. Among the Romans, if a standing maxim to excite a war, whenever a revolt was apprehended, he said, throughout all Europe, the armies kept under the pretext of defending the people and all the while enslaving the people. Enslaving the people. I'm going to take a quick break, but I want you to watch this on the way out, folks, and we're going to be right back after this hard break. Watch one of your military heroes being violated by a foreigner through the TSA on the command of your federal government who has no constitutional authority whatsoever in doing so. Absolutely amazing what the American people will put up with. Absolutely amazing. Accusing every American in this country as being potential terrorists, as the foreigners are the ones now frisking the American people within the gates. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Do your due diligence, friends, because you are seeing it in action today concerning the manifestation of God's judgment upon a disobedient people. Shame on the American people for standing by and allowing this to happen in their own country. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yeah, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. You can view the video that's playing now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Folks, this is happening right under our noses.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The president's son, Hunter Biden, will appear in federal court today in Delaware. Expect an alert on your cell phone tomorrow at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phones as well as all radios and TVs. The White House urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. This follows Congress's passing a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November, which did not include support for Kyiv. Pope Francis opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted on an occasional basis while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding toward the topic. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Corrupt. This is what the politicians say. They say that we are corrupt. If you want to give me a couple examples of just that, I can do just that. Because what we're noticing more and more is these politicians that are going into office making $174,400 a year, and within 1 to 3 years, they become millionaires. They have the status of that of a millionaire. And if you ask them how they're making their money, they'll tell you how they're making their money. I mean, you don't want to take it from me. You can go ahead and take it from President Harry S. Truman, who said you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. So it's not like they're doing anything in the dark. And many people have become awakened to the fact that something is seriously wrong among these politicians. I mean, folks, these are the same politicians that have armed security detail. They have bulletproof glass on their cars. They're escorted inside. They're escorted outside. The mainstream media treats them like they're rock stars. When this was a thing that has come on the scene, which is brand new, our politicians, friends, all the way to the president, up until the 1950s, used to walk up and down the street in Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of their constituents. Not until the politicians began working against the American people did they need to begin to fortify themselves against the very people that they're supposed to defend in magnifying the laws of our Constitution. Matter of fact, going back to prove the point, yes, we are corrupt. Did you know that 268 of the 534 members are millionaires? How are they doing that? I mean, you look at a guy like Mitch McConnell, you know, the Republican majority leader. I mean, that guy is an absolute disgrace to mankind. I remember seeing him at the RNC in Tampa Bay back in 2012. He had a bunch of jesters walking around him, acting like whatever he said and whatever he did, it was like the Lord was speaking. And I'm not mocking the Lord. I'm mocking the stupidity of mankind that finds within itself to worship everything but their creator. Read Acts 12:22. The same thing that you're happening, or what's happening on a national scale with what you see with Donald Trump. It's scary and it's sickening. And some may say, well, Bradley, that's crazy. That's not idolatry. It's total idolatry. When you put man's word in the place of Christ and you obey the corrupt man before the holy Christ, you know right then and there you're dealing with an idol. And how stupid can man get? Well, let me tell you how stupid man can get. Just look at the scripture. When you look at the book of Acts and you find where they were in the theater, the Ephesians, remember the Ephesians were the ones that were mad at Paul and Silas for doing what? Preaching for them to repent for their sins. And what did they go to? Their goddess Diana. And the Bible tells us that's how they made their money. Where did the goddess Diana come from, friends? A figment of their imagination, for sure. No doubt. I mean, it's fictitious in every given sense of the word. But these people said that Diana fell from Jupiter. And they had the Ephesians praying and praising that the goddess Diana that allegedly fell from Jupiter. Don't tell me how stupid man can be, friends. Just look around. Look at the scientists today who are doing what? They're studying what God creates, and then they want to get God out of the way and say, look what I have done. That's how stupid they are. And when you look at Romans 1:22, what does it tell us? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Exactly. So when you belong to the Lord, you can make distinction of what a fool is real quick. And there's a whole mess of them in this country today that don't know their left hand from their right hand when it comes to common sense. And that is the church's job to make distinction, Ezekiel 44, verse 23. I was just making the point that out of the 535 members in Washington, D.C., 268 of them are millionaires. Well, Bradley, you said that you've already said to us that they make $174,000 a year, and yet they're millionaires. Well, how are they doing that? Well, I was just talking about that with Mitch McConnell. Remember that guy? He makes $174,400 a year, and you know how he makes his money? He's a cocaine trafficker, and he's Mr. Anti-Drug. Oh, Bradley, come on. No, folks. This is that information that was concealed, censored, and suppressed once again by the mainstream media, who is complicit in helping cover up the crimes of politicians that are constantly being played out before you concerning the stage of the world, the clowns in the circus of politics. I bring this up quite a bit. There must be somebody that needs to hear it. Mitch McConnell's in-laws, he's interconnected through his wife to the Chinese. And they have a shipping business. And one of the ships was called the Ping Mei. And the Ping Mei was busted without over 90 pounds of cocaine on it. So if you want to know how a guy like, or I'm sorry, a being, a disgraceful human being like a Mitch McConnell is going to millionaire status, just stick to his connections and look at the guilt and the fruit that hangs on his wicked branches, because they're all there. Now he's worth $100-some million, folks. Oh, folks, I'm building this up. I'm building this up. You also have many of these governors that have been there, representatives that have been in governmental positions for decades. You have Robert Byrd, who's no longer with us. Daniel Inou, who's no longer with us. He served for 49 years. Thorm Thurman, he actually served not the people, but himself for 47 years. Edward Kennedy, he served himself, his global initiative, for 46 years. And Patrick Leahy, he served for 42 years. And, of course, there's Dianne Feinstein, this little good little Nazi out of California, who is now met her maker, who now understands that her riches do not profit in the day of wrath. And do I wish that upon anybody? Absolutely not. But you know what? They have the light of the gospel as well. And the Lord didn't reject them. They rejected the Lord, just to make clear. Folks, you have an 11% approval rating concerning your Congress, and yet over and over again they're reelected to the position that the people want them removed from. How do you suppose they're staying there? You know, it tells us in the book of Timothy that the root, or the love of money, the love of money is the root of all evil, and it's what they love the most. Matter of fact, it's said by Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California Assembly, who said, money is the mother milk of politics. Isn't that something? Isn't it the Lord that told us not to forget him in our prosperity? I'm thinking of Deuteronomy 6:12. Yep. He said, beware lest you forget the Lord your God. So they throw off the Lord and they take on the golden calf. How's that working out for America today? It isn't working out for America today. Jesse Unruh also said, Speaker of the California Assembly, he said the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process, and they own the politicians that go for them for their money. He said, we are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, one person, one vote, to an oligarch. That's where few rule over many, to form a society where billionaires would be determining who elected officials of the country are. We're already there. We've been there for a long time. Roosevelt said presidents are selected, not elected. You know there's massive voter fraud going on in the United States of America. There's no sense in debating any of that because this is now common knowledge. All of these conspiracy theories that we continuously push on you Americans are now your reality, right? We've run out of theories. Give us some more. That's where we're at today. Things that were considered theory even a year ago are not considered theory anymore. They're considered a reality. And it's very tangible in the lives of many people today that wish they would have listened when they had the time to listen, but they didn't. Speaking of wealthy representatives, it's interesting that Bernie Sanders, just a little communist plant, a senator for Vermont, said, I think many people have mistaken the impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. He said the real truth is Wall Street regulates the Congress. Folks, they're telling you, yes, we are corrupt. I mean, in other words, you have the dog not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, not wagging the dog. The guy that you have in office today, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, read it. He's committing the act of treason along with the state governors that are alluring, along with the mayors that are alluring illegals into your country. He said, you have to go where the money is. So in other words, we're not serving the people. We're not serving the people through delegated authority. We're serving those that are giving us money is what he's saying. He said, you have to go where the money is now. Where the money is, there's almost implicitly some string attached. Do you see what's happening in your country today, Americans? Do you see it as being lawful activity or foreign to the Constitution? In other words, criminal activity. If you said criminal activity, it's because you now know why. Joe Biden just told you why. They go to these billionaires that give them money, and there's always strings attached. Okay? He went on to say today's whole political game, run by absurdist nightmare of moneyed elitists, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. Who said that? Joe Biden. Joe Biden said that. He's telling you that all day long. Hey, folks, actions speak louder than words. His actions speak out exactly what he just said. So, folks, yes, we are corrupt. I'm going to go over to Dianne Feinstein, who just met her maker, and I want to show you the wealth that she accumulated during her time on this planet. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our household about our biblical and constitutional heritage, to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, I'm giving you quotes directly from these corrupt devils, John 8:44, these corrupt politicians who are telling you that they are not serving the American people. They are serving the billionaire, millionaire class. I just read a quote from that of treasonous Joe Biden. Russ of Fangold said, people tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and that our multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shots. He said, it's hard not to agree. Folks, let me define that for you. That's called a fascist state. That's why, and we've done shows on this before, that's why when you see the government begin to push an illegal, immoral agenda upon the people, you see the corporations going right along in pursuit. They've all made an alliance with hell, folks. Do you want to be a part of that? If you don't, then you're going to have to stand against it. Psalm 94, verse 16. Read it when you get a moment. We're called to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. We're not supposed to stand around and let God do for us what God has commanded us to do for ourselves. James 2:14 through 26. Here's another one. Mr. Ted Cruz. He's another controlled operative, folks. He's the guy that said lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. I got to say, the guys that like Ted Cruz and Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these other superhero politicians that have been put up in front of you, where's the justice? Where is it? Jim Jordan, where's the justice? Trey Gowdy, where's the justice? They're, hey, folks, they're the foxes looking over the chicken coop. That's all they're doing. They're protecting the bad guys. They're just putting a show on for the American people. And again, appeasing you into believing somehow or another, they're getting the job done. If that's the case, where are the prosecutions? Where are the indictments? Where are they? This is a joke. It's all a joke. They're all actors. Hey, folks, I was just talking about this during one of the segments. I believe it was the first segment. Folks, everybody's hooked up on CIA operative Tucker Carlson right now. Hey, let me say something to you. And I know it might make some of you mad because truth hurts and it demands a response. But let me just say this to you, dummies. He's controlled opposition. You notice how he's pointing his finger at the same players that the mainstream media is attacking? And he's playing the hero too? Really? Have you taken the time to pull the curtain back on them, folks? Anybody that's in the mainstream media is bought and paid for. Ask me. I'll tell you. If they don't want your narrative, they censor you. And a prime example of that, and it was one of the things that I shared with Chad Olson today, he was talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I said, that's how you fill the seat. Keep promoting the fight that doesn't exist. I said, Chad, and I'm telling you, these are two wings of the same bird. I said, there's 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidates, and you're talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Who is highlighting Donald Trump and Joe Biden more than Fox News? Nobody is. MSNBC, nobody is. Folks, actors. Are things getting better? Nope, they're getting worse. Why? Because you have your eyes on the wrong object of your faith. His name is Jesus Christ. You want the answer? Everything is found in him, period. But obey. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. Let me give you a couple more and let me get over to your friend Diane Feinstein, who has now met her maker and reaped the just recompense of God's law that she failed to uphold. Well, she had the opportunity. Missouri State Senator Rob Shea said this, I can legally accept gifts from lobbyists unlimited in number and in value. As you might guess, what results is a corruption of the institution of the government, a corruption driven by big money in politics. I got a whole scroll of quotes here, friends. Hey, Daniel Webster said this. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. He said, if our destruction should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger, said Daniel Webster. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants, not rock stars, and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Making them intelligent is the best way to go, and they shall be vigilant. Give them the meaning of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. See, he was right about everything but the American people applying the remedy. He's not worried about foreign enemies. He's worried about the American people allowing their politicians to go ahead and do whatever it is that they want to. Sound familiar? Is that where we're at today? Absolutely no question about it. Absolutely no question about it. I want you to go ahead and take a look at this. This is Diane Feinstein, who, by the way, for years we were highlighting her crimes against the people of California. He was busy trying to disarm the people, not just in California, but on a national scale. Interestingly enough, Diane Feinstein's lot that she left for her daughters was $102 million worth of property and fortune and a $62 million private jet she used for her mansions to go back and forth, okay? But I want you to see this. These are some of her properties that she had. Okay? These are several of her properties that I'm scrolling right now on social media platforms, sunsoflibertymedia.com and or Before It's News. It's also interesting to note the jet that she had, the $6.2 million Gulfstream G65 private jet she had. Is this a servant, friends? Is this what you would call a servant to the people? Not at all. Not at all. Matter of fact, they say that much of her wealth came from Richard Bloom, who is a billionaire, which makes sense. That totally makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is how all of the rest of the politicians in Washington, D.C. have went from $174,400 a year to millionaire status in a short amount of time, in many cases 1 to 3 years. So it shows you again who they're serving, and it's not the American people. Now, I want to say this. Dianne Feinstein only had an allotment of $1 million from her billionaire husband when he died. But when you look at this, and this is what I want you to see, when you begin to look at this in the truth of the matter, when it comes to the likes of Dianne Feinstein, how is it that she falls into the same lot that the rest of them do? And what makes her any different than the other ones do? She was just as corrupt as any one of them, folks. I mean, she was just as much a Judas and selling out the people of her state than any other representative that's a millionaire today. And again, if you contemplate that the American politician says, yes, we are corrupt, well, the only ones that are corrupt, friends, are the ones that were willing to sell you out, and the wealthy ones are the ones that sold you out. And just it just happens to be that Dianne Feinstein just happened to be one of those people. So you can go ahead and tell me that her husband left her billions of dollars and she was wealthy, which could be a part of it. But there's no question that she was also working for corporations, millionaires, and billionaires, because she was going right along with the anti-American agenda in hopes of tearing down our laws and upending who we are and giving way to a globalist agenda. Everybody knows that Feinstein was a devil. She was a witch. You know, I'm looking at some of the stuff that she owned right here, friends. What's crazy is she also owned, outside of what I showed people on social media platforms, she also owned a $5 million Hawaii duplex, a $7.5 million beach house in Marion County, California. And the list goes on. Aspen Ranch for $25 million, Lake Tahoe compound, $36 million. She had $70 million in the bank. And she's selling out the people. You would have thought if she loved the Lord and she actually kept her oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, in Deuteronomy 23:23, she would have been serving the people because she had enough wealth. Apparently not. So what begs the question is this. With all of the wealth that she allegedly obtained from her husband, and I say allegedly again, yes, we are corrupt, the politician said, why did she have to continuously play the Judas in selling out the people of California that she was to represent? If she was that wealthy, she didn't have to sell herself out. If she was that wealthy, she didn't have to try to war against the American Constitution and her Christian heritage. Americans, you need to think, friends. I'm going to go ahead and append this to the comment section on the Rumble feed even now. Check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.